of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"
WMFO in Redmond.
Do everything just because you have a mind. It belongs to you.
You ain't never in your life
heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Oh my goodness, I'm certainly he's got a cup of cheeses right now.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
He won't come. He's too busy.
Jenny, of course he'll come.
Happy birthday!
Dad!
I know. You guys didn't think I'd make it, but come on. Could I really miss my son's birthday? Here you go, Dan.
Thanks, Dad. But today's Jenny's birthday.
Give me that. Happy birthday, Jenny!
Need to get closer to your family?
Nice football, Dad.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO,
its staff and management, or Tufts University.
When the nation is on its knees, the only normal and natural and spiritual thing to do is what we ought to be doing, and all the time, calling upon God.
Amen.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Jesus does have a gun. Jesus is a lifetime member of the NRA. He's got the card and everything.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
It's time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Mail a check made out to the trustees of Tufts College to WMFO. Attention, Satan.
Reach out, touch faith.
Do it. Kick you off a fast elevator to hell is all.
Yeah. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, that's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular weekly theme. And we're back tonight after a two-week hiatus with a pretty high-energy seasonal theme for you. Yes, thanks so much to you, dear listener, for tuning in this week after my absences of the last 2 weeks. And we've got a pretty rockin' show for you as we celebrate Jesus' birthday. We began the show with some pitch bending, as I was describing to my colleague, Chris Earle, another community DJ here, a long timer. He actually is on the air before me even, and I've been on here for 19 years now. Yeah, I'd been experimenting for a couple of years now with pitch shifting other composers, other musicians' work, and pitch bending. So kind of going up and down and dynamically changing the pitch. And we heard a bunch of that in my intro set. Taking a particular envelope, that's what it's called, and for about half as long as the original track takes, we go down a full octave in pitch, which slows it down to half speed. And then we go all the way back up again, 9 semitones higher. And you heard that a couple of times, including Chuck Yu's disclaimer to this program. Also in that introductory set, we heard a really well-produced and funny public service message from the Mormons. And we've got two more of them coming up later in the show. Also in that intro set, we heard excerpts from former WMFO DJ Chase Carson's intro, which I, like the Borg, have assimilated into my show. And then we heard the first of several versions of Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus that we're going to be hearing in this sound collage. And then it was Jesus Jones with International Bright Young Thing. We have this evening in our Tears of the Gods sound collage, which, you know, we've always got some features for you, a featured artist, a featured album, some such. Well, we've got a sextuple set of features for you in this evening's celebration of Jesus' birthday. Our first featured artist is a British band started in 1988, Jesus Jones, who we heard there. And then we've got, as a second feature, four, and depending upon our time constraints, perhaps five distinctly different versions of the English electronic band Depeche Mode's song Personal Jesus. And previously, in our Tears of the Gods autumn theme, I had the idea of a single featured song, different versions of the jazz standard Autumn Leaves. Well, we're doing it this evening with the versions of Personal Jesus. And then our third feature is our audio clips are going to include lots of WMFO's most controversial DJ ever from many years ago, Billy Bob Neck, plus songs from his limited edition compilation CD, Billy Bob Next Hour of Being Good, which was a special release he made for family and friends and WMFO DJs. And then as a fourth feature, all our public service announcements are going to be from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those are the Mormons. And as I mentioned, they're pretty well produced, and the ones I picked, I think, are pretty funny. And then as a fifth feature, all our ambiance. That's the sounds or music I play while I'm talking during the breaks. They're going to be different versions of Brian Eno's The Lost Day from his perfect 1978 album Ambient 4 on Land. And then feature number six, a bunch of Chuck U contributions from his No Censorship Radio, Marijuana Music, and John Lennon compilations. Where else are you going to find a show like this? Only on WMFO. That's where. Backing me up right now is a version of Brian Eno's The Lost Day that I've pitch shifted up seven semitones. And it doesn't sound crazy. But pretty much all music with human vocals is going to sound crazy if you pitch it, shift it just a couple of semitones. One, two, three. But not this track. So in the next set, yeah, we're going to be hearing from My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. They make really great sound collages. Their song Cooler Than Jesus. Also Ella Fitzgerald and David Rovix from a Chuck U No Censorship radio show on our sister station, WMBR 88.1, leftmost on your Boston area dial. That track is Who Would Jesus Bomb? Also Stevie Wonder with Jesus Children of America. And yeah, Jesus Jones, one of our featured artists. And then we're going to get a little Cup of Jesus, actually, is our second song in this set. But first, let's start off with the C. Medway Smith remix version of our featured song, Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus. Here for you as we celebrate Jesus's birthday in a non-secular, yet very secular way. Here on WMFO in Medford, Doves of Reform Radio.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
goodness, I certainly need that cup of Jesus right now.
Some folks I know, they need their morning coffee. They need their morning coffee to help face the day. But all I need is his sweet inspiration in my life to pick me up and get me on my way. I have a cup of Jesus first thing in the morning. I have a cup of Jesus to get my spirit up. I fill me to the rim with the love that pours from him. Ah, the goodness of Jesus is always worth a second cup. Some folks I know, they wrestle with the devil. They wrestle with the devil, cause they ain't seen the light. But someday soon I'll have them come for breakfast, yes I will. And show them how to start the day out right. We'll have a cup of Jesus first thing in the morning. We'll have a cup of Jesus to get our spirits up. We'll fill us to the rim with the love that pours from him. Ah, the goodness of Jesus is always worth a second cup. Cup of Jesus first thing in the morning. We'll have a cup of Jesus to get our spirits up. We'll fill us to the rim with the love that pours from him. Ah, the goodness of Jesus is always worth a second cup. Yeah, the goodness of Jesus is always worth a second cup.
tender baby mine. Well, the singing angels greet thee as divine. Though my heart as heaven, lo, the echo sweep of glory to
curious as to why you hate America so much.
I've seen you in the markets, I've seen you in the streets, and at your political conventions. Talking of your crusade, talking of your nation, and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and ma. I've just got one question, and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Syrians, 'cause they're not Jews like him. Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam. Who would Jesus bomb? Yes, I've seen you on the TV and on the battleships. I've seen you in the house upon the hill. I've heard you talking about making the world safer and about all the men you have to kill. And you speak so glibly about your civilization and how you have the moral higher ground. While halfway around the world, your explosive smashed the buildings. If you could only hear the sound. But maybe Jesus would sell landmines and turn on his electric chair. Maybe Jesus would show no compassion for his enemies in the lands way over there. Maybe Jesus would have flown the planes that killed the kids in Vietnam. Who would Jesus bomb? Yes, I hear you shout with confidence as you praise the Lord and you talk about this God you know so well. You talk of Armageddon and your final victory when all the evil forces go to hell. Well, you'd best hope you've chosen wisely on the right side of the Lord, and when you die, your conscience, it is clear. You'd best hope your atom bombs are better than the sword at the time when your reckoning is here. I don't think Jesus would send gunships into Bethlehem or jets to raise the towns of Timorese. I don't think Jesus would lend money to dictators or drive those SUVs. I don't think Jesus would ever have dropped a single ounce of napalm. Who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb? Who would Jesus bomb?
No, he just don't believe in shites.
Oh, an atheist, eh?
Hello, Jesus. Jesus, children. Jesus loves you. Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you of America.
Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing pain, feeling what you say inside? You'd better tell your story back. And if you like it, it will come to pass. Tell me, holy roller, are you standing like a soldier? Are you standing for everything talk about? See, transcendental meditation speaks of inner preservation. Transcendental meditation gives you peace of mind. You better tell your story fast.
Is on its knees, the only normal and natural and spiritual thing to do is what we ought to be doing and all the time, calling upon God.
I was alive and I waited. Wait.
will not be mocked. I really believe that the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians, all of them, I point the finger in their face and say, you've helped this happen.
Sport, how was school today?
Good. I drew a picture.
Oh, yeah? Let me see. Oh, look at this. It's our family.
Yep.
There's you and Samantha.
Uh-huh.
This pretty lady is Mommy.
Uh-huh.
And this big, muscly guy's gotta be me.
No, that's Sheldon.
Who's Sheldon?
It's Sammy's boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
But she calls him fiancé.
She calls him Samantha!
Need to get closer to your family? Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We're celebrating Jesus' birthday here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO, in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial community freeform radio. In case you didn't know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert, back after a two-week hiatus. And yes, this week, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday with a sextuple set of features. That means six of them. We kicked off that set with the first feature, one of several different remixes of Depeche Mode's song Personal Jesus. This was the C. Medway Smith remix, which I found on Depeche Mode's Remixes 2 81-11 Disc 3 CD. And then after a short introduction from Billy Bob Neck, WMFO's most controversial DJ ever, we heard Joel R. Cooper singing his Cup of Jesus. And then a real sound collage for you, from My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, their song Cooler Than Jesus, from their album Some Have to Dance and Some Have to Kill. Then it was Ella Fitzgerald, genre jump for you there with Sleep My Little Jesus, followed by another genre jump over to David Rovix, and a selection from Chuck Yu's Best of No Censorship Radio custom CD from 2004, Who Would Jesus Bomb? And Chuck left actually a little gift package for me here at WMFO that I picked up today. And in it, he mentions how him and Diane in California, they went in February, did some driving around there, and coincidentally, they saw their topical singer-songwriter friend David Rovix, who was on tour performing in San Francisco there. And you heard him here a few minutes ago. And then it was Stevie Wonder with Jesus Children of America from his Inner Visions album. And then our featured artist, Jesus Jones, with Right Here, Right Now. And then another public service message from our featured public service message provider of this episode, the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And of all of them, that one called Family Picture, I think was the funniest, with Sheldon. Yes, Sammy calls Sheldon not just her boyfriend, but her fiance. Meanwhile, right now, we're listening to a version of Brian Eno's The Lost Day that I've pitch shifted up a full octave for you. In the next set, we're going to hear a deep cut from Queen. Yes, with Freddie Mercury singing a song about Jesus. And another Billy Bob selection, Cowboy for Jesus. Also some ZZ Top and the Doobie Brothers in the mix. And some fine acoustic slide playing by Mississippi Fred McDowell. Woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Also some Fat Boy Slim and Mr. Natural, That Green Jesus from On the Floor at the Boutique. And, of course, our featured artist, Jesus Jones. They'll be concluding our set while we begin right now with another one of our featured artists. And this one is the Alex Metric remix edit version of our featured song, Personal Jesus. And hey, Philip, you know, I forgot my iPhone, so you can't IM me today. But, yeah, we'll talk more later.
You're wrong, personal Jesus. To the test.
Hallelujah.